Starting with Hashem and Klal Beis Sif Dalid and Hilchos Lashon Hara, and the Chofetz Chaim says, brought down the sheet of the Rambam, that if a person says Lashon Hara in front of three people, that person who said it is over a very serious Easter of Lashon Hara. But if with people who heard it, they spread it further, then there is no Easter of Lashon Hara, because the Easter of Lashon Hara is not on something when it's known. And since it was said in front of three people, the assumption is that the news became known. And it's Ayin Gimel in my edition. So and also the Rambam makes a second condition. The second condition is that the intent of the person who's saying it is not because he's trying to spread bad news, but rather just happened to mention the point, but he wasn't there in Mechavin to try to bashmutz or to bayred that person. And and the Chofetz Chaim adds that in the Sefer Yad Ketana, it's mashma that one couldn't even, in other words, we were giving the mashal of the Mosor, that it's known that this person, you know, what he did, he tried to entrap a lot of people, so that would be a case of something where it's well known, and therefore there wouldn't be the Easter of Lashon Hara. But nevertheless, even though you're not damaging the person, but if a person talks about it in a negative way of trying to bashmutz that person or that race or whatever, so then there would be the Easter of Lashon Hara. It would have to be just if Makroi, he just, you know, mentions the story like he's surprised about the story or can't believe the story, and what a terrible Hashem or whatever like that. And the Yad Ketana adds more, Dafila b'derech akroi in the mutter, rakim nizgalgil zehinyin, degav derech agav b'seich chiburai. Now, as he seems to learn, that even, you know, even if, like I know about the news, I can't just start talking about the news, but if it came up through a conversation, somebody mentioned something about, you know, something that happened, then if I go and say, and I heard that this guy was, you know, the one who was involved or whatever, only in that case also would be forbidden. It would be permitted only in that case. So that's what the Rambam sheet is. And then the Chofetz Chaim Sif Dalet says, Klal Bei Sif Dalet, V'afilu mashi itardu b'meinu miskaven legalis, even the heter of the Rambam, davka ha-shemei ha-rishay, that only is a heter for the three people who heard it said in front of three people. Because since they know it was said in front of three people, therefore the news will get out. He himself heard Reuven speaking this Lashon Hara in front of Shimon, in front of three people. But if now one of those three people, A, B, C, one of those would say over now this Lashon Hara, so the person who hears it, even though A said it was said in front of three, A would not be able to, the person who heard it from A would not be able to say it further. Why? Can't go afterwards. Let the person who heard it from A, he should also have a heta to go vaita. If he's not intending to be negative, he should also have a heta because it was said in front of three. But the question is, A, who heard it from A, right? How does he know that it was said in front of three? Because A says it was said in front of three. But A would be saying now that Reuven, the one who originally started it, said Lashon Hara. So A is now telling us that that Reuven said Lashon Hara, and a bad Lashon Hara, in front of three people. So is A allowed to be makabel that Lashon Hara? A who heard that from A, is he allowed to be makabel that Lashon Hara? He's being makabel Lashon Hara on the first person that he said that Lashon Hara in front of three people. So he says, that Sheshamadav Zebabdlosa, Ula Sapel Achem Agnush Nishil Shimon, that he should have a heta to spread it further. Avim lo yazkir miyuha motzihe, even if he doesn't say that it was Reuven who said it, Vahamevi Alaza Zel Shimon, even if he doesn't say it. Imloy Shekvar Nisparsim Hadav of Noid Lakoil, unless it's already known. If it's known, then there wouldn't be the Yisr. Says, Velo mi boyim Hashomea Hasheni Hazeh, not only in a case where AA doesn't know Bichlal whether it's true that Reuven actually said this Lashon Hara, Notice when A hears from A, that A says, Reuven said this terrible thing about Shimon. So is A allowed to accept that information? A said that Reuven did an Aveira. So A, who heard that from A, is not allowed to be Mekabalit because he's saying Lashon Hara about Reuven. So he says, B'vade in lo ilaminu b'zeh sh'Reuven over alis Lashon Hara. El afilim yodea ba'atzme sh'Reuven sibuk nusal Shimon. But even if he knows that Reuven said it, so he knows that he said Lashon Hara. Acheinu yodea m'hoye ba'apit lo, so he doesn't know whether it was said in front of three people or just Reuven told Shimon. V'hashomei harishan hazeh gila lo'y sh'hoye ba'apit lo. And A says it was in front of three. Afal pikein osalei lismachal dvar b'zeh. You can't rely on him. V'chayshin and dilma lehayzeh ba'apit losa. Maybe it wasn't actually in front of three. V'enenu osu lizgalel. And since it wasn't said v'rabim, so then the news is not going to get out. V'alkein osu lezeh lesapa l'shemodem. And therefore you can't tell anything. That's what the Chavetz Chaim is saying. That's one condition which he says almost effectively knocks out the head to the Rambam. And then he says, Nira li, d'ima sipur ba'apik lo sahayi b'fnei anoshim yirei alukim, shen ishara mi yisurei lashon hara. What happens if Reuven said this lashon hara about Shimon in front of three yirei alukim, that taka don't talk lashon hara? So Ebezai, what's the head to the Rambam? The head to the Rambam is, if it's said in front of three people, it's going to get out to everybody. But how will it get out? These people are very zohir in Lashon Hara, so you know each one of the three knows that the other guy's not going to say it because it would be an Isur of Lashon Hara. So it's not going to get out. So then there's no hetzer to say it. So he says, Shin is harmi Isur Lashon Hara, Mimei Lein Dovazel Asil Isgalis. Vim Kain Asim Minatayr Lissapra Hakach Dovazel Achet. So you can't say it. Vafilim Rak Erev Miashloi Shahay Yishirel Lukim Shinizim Isur Lashon Hara. Let's say it was two, we'll call it unfortunately regular guys that are really irregular, but there was one tzaddik in the group. So now that tzaddik is not going to say it. The other two know the tzaddik is not going to say the Lashon Hara. So now it's as if it was said only in front of two. So gamkin din hachi, do you like a shloishim mafarsim him? You don't have three people who will be talking about it. Ve'efsher duhu adin emechad mi'ashloishim hoi mikroi v'voi oyavo shol mishenem rola v'gnus. Gamkin shayichai taimim. Says maybe, even if it's three people who are not careful in Lashon Hara, but they said a Lashon Hara, Reuven said a Lashon Hara about Shimon, and one of those three people was a good friend of Shimon, or it was a mishpacha with Shimon. So now Shimon is not, this mishpacha, they're not going to want to go spread Lashon Hara about their wonderful friend. So now there's only two who would spread it, not three. So he says, Du'u b'vade lo yelech v'yigalu lo'i l'magnus shel krov v'ovo, im kein su'lek atlasa. And again, you don't have the het of Abbi Klasa. Oid nearly another condition the Chavetz Chaim says in Sivvav, the Dav Kaboy Sa'ir Shishama Bapit Losimutalagalos. Only in that city where it was said in front of three, Mishum de Chavr Chavriasle, Avalobiar Cheres, after Shiras Petruz Bazulazu, Vainber Maim Chaim. So he says, but in another town, the news is not going to travel that well, and it's not going to become so known in the next town, and therefore there wouldn't be the Hatter. So the question is, but how does this whole Chavetz Chaim jive with the Gemara? There's the Gemara Lamaisa says that you make a macha, and you make a macha, the assumption is that it's going to be spread, and therefore the news will get out, and it'll get to the other person. And actually the Chavetz Chaim himself says that the Gemara mentions that the macha is made in front of Amoraim. So the Chavetz is made in front of Amoraim, they surely don't speak Lashon Hara. So what would it help the macha? So the Chavetz Chaim answers, because al pidin, a macha, knows if somebody is on Reuven's property, and he took possession of Reuven's property, and we don't know that the one who took possession is really the owner, and therefore the people should be warning the owner, the Reuven, that somebody's on your property, and he may be is it really his that he's on that property? We didn't hear that you made a sale. So in that case, since they're notifying, they're getting the news back to the owner, that he should be careful to watch his document to make sure that he has all his paperwork in order. So they're doing that in order to prevent the person from losing. So then it wouldn't be an Isur of Lashon Hara. Then you're doing it in order for a Toelis. So in other words, in the Gemara, when the Gemara says the Din of Api Klasa, there, even though it's said in front of Amoraim, it'll be a good Macha. because there Yitaka is supposed to give the news back. You're supposed to let the person know that somebody's on this field, and you should know that somebody has taken over your field. And we don't know. We didn't hear about that he bought it. We didn't hear that you sold anything. And therefore, you're supposed to warn the person, be careful. You're out of town. You're not here, but somebody has taken over your property. Did you really sell it to the guy? Or is the guy a squatter? Is he sitting on the land? So therefore, there would be a head. Yeah, that would answer the question on the Chafetz Chaim. But the question still lingers. What's the Gemara saying? The Gemara is learning from that statement the Yisoid of Macha. And how do you learn Macha from there? Macha, there's no Lashon Hara. And therefore, it does get spread. By Lashon Hara, for Keret, Mechtesa does get spread. Shouldn't get spread. If it's Taka Nisa for anybody to say it, then how does the Taka get spread?
Why were the Amorayim listening to the Lashon Hara?
No, in the Gemara's case, it's not shver because they weren't listening to Lashon Hara. They were listening to Macha. Right, the Amorayim were listening to a Macha.